If this airstrike is confirmed that it really did kill Hamza bin Laden, it is certainly a significant setback for al-Qaeda in particular, but also for the entire radical terrorist movement as such.
Well, what would the setback be and who would it hurt the most?
The problem is at the moment we do have a Islamic State movement that is looking for a new raison d'etre. Now that the physical caliphate in Iraq and Syria is destroyed, it really stands in front of a crossroad, whether it will define itself as a separate movement from al-Qaeda or whether its fighters are going to join the broader al-Qaeda movement. Now, with Zawahiri on the one hand leading al-Qaeda and Baghdadi leading whatever is left of the Islamic State movement, we have two opposing figures, neither one of which would be able to unify this movement.
Sounds like al-Qaeda and ISIS both being led by older figures, with Zawahiri for one and Baghdadi by the other, both lose equally. One other key question: why was Hamza bin Laden such a popular figure?
The younger generation has been building up Hamza bin Laden over the last at least 2 years. There were several interviews and portraits of him in Inspire magazine, the most prestigious al-Qaeda publication to date, still published by AQAP al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. When it was quite obvious that there was the idea in al-Qaeda that Hamza bin Laden may take over from Zawahiri and maybe even be a unifying figure, bringing the two separate movements back together under one leadership. One thing that one has to take into consideration is Zawahiri is not the ideal fit for the al-Qaeda movement. He was, of course, the leader of the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, or one of the leaders, and the Egyptian Islamic Jihad was one of the first movement that joined Osama bin Laden and signed the declaration against the Crusaders in Afghanistan in the late 1990s. But the Egyptian nationality of Zawahiri and his background from the Muslim Brotherhood is not the ideal background to be the leader of a overall global radical terrorist movement of the radical Islamist kind. Coming from the Arabian Peninsula, having the name bin Laden afforded Hamza bin Laden a couple of advantages that may have made him into this figure who would have had a shot at unifying those two strands again, something that Zawahiri nor Baghdadi would ever be able to do. Now, if he's dead, that of course then again opens up the leadership question. Now, one has to make a few caveats here. So all we have right now are official government statements that Hamza bin Laden may have been killed in an airstrike. We have no location. We don't have a precise timing. Airstrikes are notoriously difficult if you want to confirm a particular hit, i.e., there's first the question, how was Hamza bin Laden identified so that he became a target of an airstrike? And then B, how are you able to confirm that you not only hit the target you intended to hit, but that Hamza bin Laden was the or among those being killed? So, you know, we'll have to wait and see how this plays out also in the online sphere. I'm sure there is going to be some kind of obituary coming out sooner or later if this indeed killed Hamza bin Laden. I have not seen anything the last couple of hours of that kind yet. But I'm also sure that the American government would not make a statement out of this importance if they had not good reason to believe that this is correct.
You said this was an airstrike. What kind of airstrike and by whom?
Well, I mean, since the statement came out of the American government, I would assume that chances are very good that this was an American airstrike. And usually, as in the past, these airstrikes are done by drones. So I would assume it has been a drone strike in the usual places. So obviously, first location where you would assume Hamza bin Laden to be would be the Afghan-Pakistan border region, or at least we hope so, because an airstrike in Islamabad would certainly have been creating a lot of other press reporting. There were some rumors that Hamza bin Laden may have been relocating to Syria, but there was never any confirmation that he was actually there. So as far as I can see from the little information that we have, this should be the Afghan-Pakistan border region or somewhere inside southern Afghanistan.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director of the Counter-Extremism Project, JJ Green, WTOP News.